The student evaluation of a research-informed teaching activity using simulation. Student engagement with research can lead to deeper level and long-lasting learning while fostering independent and collaborative working abilities. The research-informed teaching experience, or RITE, has been embedded in the diagnostic radiography curriculum since 2013 and forms part of a Level 5 research methods module. Outcomes of RITE are linked to research skill development and awareness of research within the radiography profession. The recent transformation of the medical imaging teaching and research facilities within the university includes a dementia-friendly X-ray imaging room. This therefore offered a novel opportunity with RITE for students to design a survey tool and collect data that compared two X-ray imaging rooms, one that has been designed to be dementia-friendly and one that is of standard clinical X-ray design, whilst wearing equipment to simulate what it is like to have dementia in order to determine which X-ray room provided a better patient experience. This also linked to an area of the author's research. The students were put into small collaborative learning groups and a blended hybrid approach was used along with simulation. This version of RITE ran over 4 weeks with online support session and discussion boards to help support student learning throughout. Given this was a change in topic area and also used simulation, it was decided to evaluate this version of RITE with the Year 2 cohort. The theoretical framework that underpinned this evaluation was the new work Kirkpatrick model, and this was used to evaluate the student reaction and also self-efficacy with this new version of RITE. An online student cohort survey with a 6-point Likert scale was used along with free text comments to evaluate the student reaction and self-efficacy with this new version of RITE. From a cohort of 72 students, 27 students completed the online survey. From the survey, overall student reaction was very positive, with strong levels of agreement linked to teamwork and also the simulation activity, which seemed to be well received by students. Students also agreed that they felt that the outcomes of this version of RITE were appropriate and enhanced their knowledge of research, and they also expected to do well with the assessment, and in fact all groups passed. Student self-efficacy also agreed that working with other students was a key part of their development and learning as part of this version of RITE, and was seen also that this version of RITE supported their development of research skills, and that research skills were an important part of their professional development. Students also agreed that they felt able to understand and master the skills taught as part of this version of RITE. However, there did seem to be some disagreement with regard to being able to apply the skills. However, it is unclear whether or not this related to this version of RITE or perhaps power relationships as a student or newly qualified radiographer when undertaking research out in clinical practice. Text comments as part of the survey also provided positive feedback, especially linked to the simulation aspect and also working as part of a student group. Analysis of the survey data would seem to indicate that students appreciated the simulation aspect of this version of RITE. Collaborative group working was also seen to support their learning and overall experience of the activity, and this supports previous findings as part of my earlier research. Students seemed to agree that this activity enhanced their knowledge of research and also self-efficacy with developing their research skills. And there was also agreement that the assessment linked well in testing their understanding and demonstration of key concepts involved with this version of RITE, and this demonstrates constructive alignment. There were some issues with group work linked to concerns around the work ethic or input by individuals as part of the group over the course of the 4 weeks, and some issues were also identified linked to self-efficacy and applying research skills. Now, it's unclear whether or not this was just linked with this new version of RITE or whether or not it was much broader, linked to working in clinical practice and undertaking research either as a student or newly qualified radiographer. However, all the students did recognise the importance of research as part of their own professional development. It's important to note that groups were selected by the academic team rather than self-selection by the students. And for some groups, this may have caused friction due to these differences in work ethic or relationship with other team members. Nonetheless, most groups did in fact work really well together, and for some groups it actually helped to develop a sense of community with their peers and made new friendships with students that normally they would not interact with. Looking ahead, it's proposed that a follow-up survey will be formed in the new academic year to further evaluate this version of Wright.